Item A, presentation of annual investment funding plan.
The annual funding plan is the working document that we bring to the board each year. This says when the employer prepayments come in July, how do we intend to deploy those assets? And how, concurrent with that, how do we intend to refresh the liquidity program? So we talked about in the investment resolution, we're underwriting about a 23% allocation. The new money that needs to come into the liquidity program is roughly $504 million. And the way we get to that is take the actuarial projections, the latter half of 2021 and the first half of 2022. We take the actuarial projections, break those out into monthly numbers, and then we discount those at the yield of the liquidity portfolio today. So what bonds will be purchased in the market today to fund these in the future, we can discount those back. So we need $504 million in total. We are anticipating roughly the same contribution level from employer prepayments. I know Henry has reached out to employers to get preliminary indication, and I think the feedback to date was same story as last year. And so we've taken last year's contribution from employer prepayments of 290 and rolled that forward. And so we have to make up a gap of $214 million. Where do we intend to do that based upon current allocations? Well, even with the first half of the year with the volatility in the equity markets, our growth allocation is higher than target. And so overwhelmingly, we would be taking that $214 million from domestic equity. Now, we will be fine-tuning this as we get closer to the end of July, reflecting any market movements. But as it stands now, we would anticipate taking the employer prepayments, funding the liquidity portfolio, and reallocating about $214 million away from domestic equity, getting us closer to our long-term target in domestic equity, and using that to fund the liquidity program as well. So this is a working document just to give the board a heads up on where we intend to focus our attention over the next month. And then once the rebalancing and funding of the liquidity program takes place at the end of July, come back in August with a report out on what rebalancing activity we actually undertook.
So we're going to sell some stock and put the proceeds over here?
We're going to sell some stocks and buy some bonds.
Okay. I mean, when we accepted FFP and went with it, the premise was that the fixed income would cover the payments, and now we're having to sell equity to bolster the fixed and cover payments. So that bothers me a little bit if I'm understanding it correctly.
So what we have is an environment where we set aside the 4 years of retirement payments and they're in fixed income securities. While time marches forward and a year's worth of those are used to meet benefit payments. So now we have 3 years worth of benefit payments, and every year we come in and we refresh with that new fourth year. So we have options about where that money comes from to refresh that fourth year. In this particular environment, we're going to say we're going to take some from domestic equity, because remember, we're still overweight domestic equity relative to our long-term targets. So we're still phasing into that. So we're going to take some money from domestic equity, get us closer to our long-term target, and the money from the contributions, and that creates that new fourth year there. So every year, there's a new topping up of the liquidity program. There's a new contribution into the liquidity program.
So to get at Jerry's issue, if I'm understanding it correctly, you were going to sell the stock anyway as part of the rebalancing to get to the target in domestic equity or equity, period, right?
Right.
So the sale isn't an aberration. It's consistent.
It's
in fact required to meet the target, and therefore it's not out of line or out of what we would have anticipated.
Correct. We're still in that long-term sell-down phase for the domestic equity portfolio. This creates an opportunity for us to kill two birds with one stone,
right,
have a rebalancing out of the domestic equity, and top up liquidity program there.
Does this make sense to you?
Top up, I like that.
So, Tim, it might be useful, I think, to go over, because, you know, Scott, your point was right on as far as we were planning on doing this anyway because we were at the higher end of that target range for equities as well. But maybe talking about, okay, if everything is exactly smack dab in the middle of where we think it should be, you know, say next year we're, I mean, we'll see what year that is, but, you know, at some point we'll be there, and what would that look like at this point when we're, you know, when we're getting that additional year and where that would come from? So maybe talk about that.
The middle of every year, we're going to talk about buying a new fourth year of benefit payments. And, you know, we're going to have flexibility about where that comes from. So in Gail's point where, let's say the growth allocation was where the long-term target's going to be, well, we know we're going to need to move some money into the liquidity program. So we take a look at the size of that in the initial asset allocation review that we do in March. So we said, okay, we know roughly what we're going to need. We know roughly where we're at. We can make some assumptions here. You know, we've made a liquidity program might have rolled down to 18 or 20%, and we know it's got to go to 25. So we can give you some initial guidance in March. It says, you know, our target's going to need to move from 23 to 25 or 21, whatever those numbers are going to be. So you have that initial guidance. Then we get to the middle of the year when we have these contributions, and we say, if we're going to do rebalancing, it makes sense to do rebalancing when we have a lot of money moving through the system here. And so if everything is right on target, we would probably just do a pro rata share of growth and diversifying, transfer them over to liquidity, and walk away from it. So it's whatever is coming in from the prepayments plus rebalancing of the other two portfolios. We could also have environments where we've had big downdrafts in those programs, in which case we're going to have a different conversation. But this is something where every July we're going to talk about where we source that new fourth year benefit payments, and then we can step aside from the liquidity program for the next 12 months.
I just didn't remember us selling liquidity, selling equities to get the liquidity program on pace. I didn't remember that conversation.
Yeah,
that we
it's
had.
If everything's working perfectly and equities are running up, we're going to be rebalancing down, and so it's the natural.
I understand the rebalancing, and I know we've done that for years.
It's just another form of the rebalancing there, where the equity or the liquidity program draws down, we refresh it. Think of it as a rebalancing program. We're getting back to target and liquidity. We're bringing down our exposure and whatever else is run up.
Is another way maybe to look at it, Jerry, that the combination of contributions coming in, employer, member, and yield, which is different than earnings, but yield is still fairly significant. The sum of those pieces is bigger than the $400 million. So what do we do with those monies when they come in? We invest them in something, but we then turn around and liquidate something to come up with the $400 million. But we're still in a net positive cash flow when you sum those pieces. We're no longer positive against contributions, but we are against the sum of the two, that is yield and contributions.
We are still positive today. We are going towards.
We're going towards. That's right. Yeah.
We're going towards some. And this is really set up to mitigate that. And I think the important thing to consider here is we're talking about rebalancing $214 million this year. That number has been much, much higher in the past. So there's actually fewer moving pieces under this type of a structure here. I mean, that number has been as high as $700 and $800 million in the past.
And it's not a bad sign that we're having to rebalance down growth.
That's a very good sign.
No, exactly.
We're taking profits.
Good news.
Yes.
Any other comments or questions for Tim on this item? Seeing none, moving.